Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora, or head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts, and please share those on social media. We have a big show tonight with a lot to talk about. First off, I want to comment on last night's show with Moms of America Representative Kimberly Fletcher. What a great conversation we had with her. We were talking about the indoctrination of the children in today's society and how parents have to mobilize together and take action and fight back. You guys definitely want to go to AmericaOutLoud.com and check out that show in the archives. Kimberly Fletcher from Moms for America. You do not want to miss it. You know, I've been sitting back and watching this Roe vs. Wade leak. And the thing that pops up to my mind is, once again, the hypocrisy from the left. We've seen for years now, they've been trying to take away rights or push things down our throats, like these vaccine mandates. They did not care what the American people who were against the vaccine mandates thought. We've seen that with masks. Wear a mask. Put this mask on. You have no choice. You can't come in here without a mask. That's all fine and good. But here you talk about abortion, and they act like the right is coming for them. They're coming for their rights. And we know that's not true, because the Supreme Court's just going to send this to the states. And as Rob and I have talked about, we've got doubt whether some of these Republican governors will even have the guts to ban abortion. I imagine it will only be a minority of states that you will not be able to get an abortion in. So things really aren't going to change drastically for most of these people complaining, but they are just so outraged. It's unbelievable to me. Rob, how are you doing tonight? And what are your thoughts?
Andrew, I agree with everything that you're saying. This whole fear that the left is putting out there on abortion, the media, commentators, they are losing it. And they're scaring people, having people to think that the Supreme Court is going to come after their rights, their basic rights, rights to live. But all you have to do is just look at the Constitution, and it says nothing about abortion rights. It does speak about the right to live, pursue happiness, liberty. It does mention that. Now, I know some on the left, especially at PMSNBC or PMSDNC, they like to say there's this one guy, Ali Malal Mazal, he likes to come out and say, well, the Supreme Court wasn't written for me. It was written by a bunch of white racist men. Well, you could say that of any law. But as a whole, contextually, it says that all men are created equal. Our founding fathers weren't without fault, and neither are our leaders today. But we strive to form the most perfect union. So when I hear people attacking the Constitution and attacking all of our institutions like the Supreme Court, and they use it under the context of race, because they know if they use race, Black people, unfortunately, will pay attention, because then they will think that it's affecting them somehow. But if you tell Black people, well, look at how Black people are affecting society with all the crime, they'll say, don't look at that, look at something else. When you tell Black people you're your own worst enemy because you have Black on Black crime, oh, don't look at that. We want you only to look at how white people are putting us down. When you tell Black people, but in a lot of those cases whereby Black people were killed, you do realize that there was a Black officer involved also. Look at Eric Garner. But they don't want to look at that. They only want to look at it through one prism, and that's the prism of that they're being oppressed, and that's because the Democrats have constantly told them that. Yet they're being oppressed, and that the only way they can come up from being oppressed is by coming to the Democrat Party, their savior. But the Democrat Party isn't going to save them. The only thing the Democrat Party, Andrew, is going to do is to cause them more harm. As you started off saying about abortion, you look at abortion rights. Look at the number of Black babies that have been killed because of abortion. But no one wants to talk about it. Margaret Sanger, she was a eugenist. She didn't care for Black people. But you can't get people to understand that. They only look at things through one prism, and that's through racism. We also spoke with Kimberly Fletcher about the whole agenda that's out there that they're pushing, sex education. And I don't care what people say, I do believe that there is a gay agenda out there and that they're trying to turn a lot of our kids or make our kids think that they're gay or non-binary and that the gender they were born with is not the correct gender. And you know why they're doing it at that young age? Because these are impressionable minds, Andrew. These kids are like sponges. You can very easily confuse them, especially if parents aren't holding up a strong banner at home and saying, this is who we are. This is what we believe in our household. And unfortunately, you don't have that. And that is the reason why a lot of parents are running for the school, for the governments to raise their kids. And as Hillary Clinton said once in a book that she wrote, I think back in the 90s, it takes a village to raise kids. And I thought that was such a great topic at the time. But then I started thinking about it. I'm like, wait a minute, what do you mean it takes a village to raise a child? It takes a village to raise a family. It takes a village to do this. You know, I know back in the day, I don't know about you, Andrew, but when I was growing up, you know, there was a neighborhood parent, mothers and the fathers. If you did something, they're going to tell you, we're going to get you. Then your parents are going to find out, then they're going to get you. So you knew you needed to behave. Now, I understood that. But what Hillary Clinton is talking about, that's far from that. They really want to take away the rights of parents and turn it over to the government so that they can tell you how to raise your child and tell your child how your child is supposed to be and what your child is supposed to think. Even if it means telling your child that when you enter school, you're not a boy, you're not a girl. You're just a thing and you'll figure it out. Now, how cruel is that? A kid goes to school and then you start telling them, or the teachers start to tell them, or having them to question the gender that they were born with. And then this whole idea that when we're born, we can just make it up. But when you pull your pants down or take the diaper off the kid, it tells you right there, if you can't figure it out, you don't even need a book, Andrew. I mean, if you see a penis, it's a boy. If you see a vagina, it's a female. Now, I don't care what they say they identify with later on in life, but those are concrete scientific facts, biological facts that can't be changed. Anatomical facts that cannot be changed. You can't change it. I don't care how you try to change it. It can't be changed. But yet and still, Andrew, people on the left, they want to change it. They want us to believe that what we see with our eyes is not truthful. What we see anatomically is not so. That it's all make-believe. It's all make-believe. And that you can't pay any attention to it because the child can decide. I remember when we talked about this on the show, that there were parents who were saying that they didn't feel comfortable changing their baby's diapers because they didn't, or Pampers, whatever they want to use, because they didn't get permission. But Andrew, have you ever heard of a kid talking at 2 months old or 3 months or 5 days old?
I haven't.
So why are they waiting for permission? Are they going to wait for permission also to feed the child? But this is a lunacy that the left is coming up with. And it's all around us, no matter where you go. So that conversation that we had with Kimberly was all important. And I'm glad that she came on because she sees this, she's at the forefront, and she's trying to encourage moms and dads, aunts and uncles and grandmas and grandpas. We got to wake up because this is definitely in the pipeline on the left. And it is an agenda of a lot of folks that want to push this. I mean, I guess, Andrew, they want a society whereby it's sexless, and that we're just walking around and we can change it. Like tomorrow, Andrew, you can come up tomorrow. And if you decide, okay, wow, it's so hard being a man. I'm going to put on a skirt, grow my hair out, put on a wig, some makeup on, Maybelline. And I'm going to say that I'm Andretta. You know, who's to question you on that? I can get up and I can say, okay, I'm tired of being Robert. I'm going to be Roberta. Call me Roberta. I'm going to be Roberta for the next 6 weeks. And then after that, I'll change my story. I'll go back. I don't like being Roberta. I'll be Rob again. Just constantly changing. As they say, sexuality is so fluid. But it's not fluid. It's arched in your DNA. It's part of your DNA. You can't change it. It's part of the chromosomes. Can't change it. They always want us to believe the science and follow the science. But it's the science that they want to put out there. And there's so many scientists that are out there that are falling for this. And these are the liberal science scientists that are, and they want to come out there and push this stuff. I remember when I was in high school and I was taking sociology, psychology, and that was one of the things when they were talking about the different sexes. Now, at the time, I wasn't really comprehending. They were saying, oh, these are all the sexes. And they were just like putting it out there. But now it's more than that. Now it's about identifying you're this way, you're not that way. And we have to have an equality in having it. There have to be a certain amount of gays, a certain amount of lesbians, a certain amount of this, a certain amount of... It has gotten ridiculous. And they want to say, oh, this is all part of equity and diversity. It's part of confusion. That's all it is. It's confusion. And we're confusing people and having people to think and to believe this. But it's not true. It simply isn't true. But in their minds, if they're able to get it into the books and to say, this is it, it's okay. But no one else in the world is doing that. No one else in the world is following this crazy lead because they know that it's not true. It makes absolutely no sense. And then you have conservatives who won't push back out of fear that we'll be ostracized. They won't like us. Now, you mentioned the Supreme Court and the abortion. I heard somewhere, read somewhere, that some conservatives were coming out saying, now, how are we going to talk to this about our constituents? Because this is a really touchy topic. And we don't want them to think that, you know, we're saying that we're trying to tell a woman what to do with her body and just tell the truth. The Supreme Court is saying, if it comes down to it, but right now we have a draft, and according to that draft, the Supreme Court is saying that the Constitution, there is no findings for abortion to be part of the Constitution. It has nothing to do with privacy. Nothing at all. So when it was decided some 50 years ago, it was poorly written and the decision was poorly made. And what the Supreme Court is saying now in the draft form by Justice Alito is that we need to send this back to the states and that the states need to decide. And if the states decide within their individual states, they decide to legislate, that's what you have the state legislatures for, that they're okay with abortion, then so be it. But until such time, it is not something that the Supreme Court should look at. Now, I'm sure down the road, that there might be an issue that the Supreme Court has to come in and interpret. But as it is now, according to the draft, it needs to go back to the state. And we should welcome that. If we're always saying, my vote, don't take away my vote. The left is very big on telling Black people that they're trying to take away your votes. They don't want you to vote. Well, here you are right here trying to take away their rights to vote. Their rights to make, to have a decision on a very important topic. You want to take it away and send it to the courts. What are they afraid of? Why are they afraid of people making the decision? Why?
Right. And Rob, as we've talked about before, wouldn't you agree that even some of these Republican governors won't pull the trigger and outlaw abortion in their state. They'll most likely keep it legal in even some of these Republican states.
You're right. Some of these Republican governors are not going to just come out and say, okay, let's just pull the trigger, pull the lever, and that's it. It's not going to happen. And if you feel that you're in a state that's going to outlaw abortion, then why don't you just move to a liberal state? They won't do it because they know the liberal states are mismanaged. The liberal states are bad when it comes to crime and law and order. So they want the protection of the red states. And in doing so, they want to try to change it up. But why? Why would you want to change it up? Leave your politics behind you. If you feel that you're in a state that's going to outlaw it, okay, move. Why won't those states create jobs for you? Why won't those states make it more favorable for you to live there? Well, my family isn't here. Well, your family, liberals also, take the whole family there. Why won't you just leave? But instead, you had more people to leave New York and California, liberals, and move to Texas and Florida. And Andrew, when they got there, they start trying to muck around with the laws. Oh, we don't like this because in my state, we did it this way. Okay, then hightail it back to your state where your governors have destroyed it. You look at Florida. Florida, the population is bursting at the seams. Now, I would think that liberals would think twice before going to Florida because Ron DeSantis is the governor there. But they're thinking, oh, we can overthrow him. We can vote him out. But if you vote him out, and get in someone like Chris Crist or Charlie Crist or whatever he calls himself, he's going to mess the state up. So why would you want that?
Yeah, we see the same thing happening in Texas. A lot of people will move from Oregon, Washington, or California down to Texas or even Nevada because they think it's more conservative. But then they vote the same way that they voted in their liberal state, like California or Oregon or Washington. And they try to turn that state into a dump. It just makes absolutely no sense that it's right before their very own eyes. And they can obviously see the problem because they moved, yet they do nothing about it. You're tuned in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud. We are here on America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Monday to Friday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, and 6 on the West Coast. You can also find us on AmericaOutLoud.com. Click that Listen Live tab to listen for 24/7 talk radio. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Andrew.
You've been in that situation. The person next to you is sniffling, or worse yet, coughing. Flu, cold, and coronaviruses are everywhere. Wouldn't it be great if you had a way to reduce these threats with an invisible mask as an additional layer of protection? Sold by hundreds of pharmacists and medical doctors, our American-made povidone iodine antiviral nasal spray, Cofix RX, lasts for hours deactivating viruses and germs while protecting you from airborne pathogens that make us sick. America Out Loud listeners get 20% off. Use Cofix RX while in large groups, while traveling, or for any other type of high-risk situation as an additional layer of protection to help reduce your likelihood of catching a cold, the flu, or SARS-CoV-2 viruses. Right now, America Out Loud listeners get 20% off of all orders. Click our banner ad on AmericaOutLoud.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Surely, if you can't find it here, you can't find it anywhere. We are the pulse and voice of everyday American thought. So you can listen in on our free apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
In today's world, there's no escaping the headlines filled with warnings about emerging viruses and dangerous superbugs. Genesis is the only technology that safely and effectively obliterates harmful pathogens both on the air and on surfaces. Genesis plus HOCL neutralize these threats to your environment in just seconds. Find out more about this amazing technology at genesisfogger.com/outloud for a 15% discount. With Genesis, you'll be prepared for what's next.
Hey, we're back, and we're still talking about the left freaking out over the recent leak of Justice Alito's draft of abortion, and them thinking that abortion is over and everybody's bad and they're going to take away all your rights. I want to play the tape from the mainstream media again. I mean, I love hearing these guys freak out. at saying that, oh, they're taking away all your rights, and we've got to check this out because it starts here. And then the next thing you know, they're going to take away the rights for gay marriage and take away the rights for people to marry interracial marriage. And it's just that, a bunch of hogwash. Run the tape, please.
This is just the beginning. Next, we'll go after gay marriage, and maybe the board, the what is it, Brown versus Board of Education?
Yeah.
They already eroded our voting rights a little bit. So I see fascism down the line here.
My biggest fear is that this is not the end. This is the beginning of the evisceration of many of the rights we enjoy today.
It would fundamentally change us as a country. It would fundamentally change the relationship between women and the government.
Everything is at risk.
This is an earthquake. It's an earthquake for constitutional rights in this country. It's an earthquake for millions of women in this country.
Honestly, I want to cry. I want to cry in so many different ways.
Why are they trying to intimidate people? And Andrew, the way I look at it is that if the right had to sit back for the past 50 years and accept this whole concept of abortion, they were attacked. Why is it now that the left feel as though their response to abortion is the all that be all, that everyone should accept what they're saying? I know that it's a controversial issue. It has always been controversial. But why is it that the left feel as if though their position rules supreme over everyone else's? And that's the dialogue that we're not getting. That's the conversation that we're not having. I don't see anyone having that conversation. So we're going to have that conversation. Why is it that they feel, the left, that their position on abortion is the position that everyone should accept, and that there is no in between? Now, at least the right is saying that in the case of incest, someone is raped, we can understand it. In the case that it's the mother's life is in danger, okay. You're trying to protect the person, so it would be in order. But the left is saying, no way, I don't care. Even if you are 9 months pregnant, you should be able to have an abortion. Now, I want to run another clip with the governor from Virginia at the time, him talking about, and we've played this before, what they're going to do for the child once the mother has the baby, and they see that the baby has an issue. Let's say a defect or something, a mental issue, and Governor how they're going to go ahead.
Governor Baby Killer.
Governor Baby Killer. We played this before, so just listen to the whole tape. He's at the end. Run the tape.
Third trimester abortions. These are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physicians, more than one physician, by the way. And it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities, there may be a fetus that's non-viable. So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired, and then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother.
Bingo, there you have it. I mean, these guys, they have all the answers. They have all the answers as to what needs to happen and what they're going to do. And I think that's the reason why, Andrew, a lot of people on the right are skeptical of Dr. Oz, because I think back in 2013, maybe 2018, he was saying that he's pro-choice and that the woman should decide as to whether or not she should have an abortion. And people, oh, well, we don't know if we could trust him. Well, Donald Trump had the same opinion. I had the same opinion at one point in time until I fully understood it. People are allowed to change their opinions, but if they have those convictions and they're strong with those convictions, I'm okay with it. But to try and say, oh, no, we can't look that way because of this. Case in point, look at Elon Musk. Elon Musk, whom the left threw up under the bus because he bought Twitter and he's going to free speech. They now apparently, they haven't said anything about him. They're really quiet and they're trying to position, okay, which way do we go? Because Tesla is now saying that they're going to fly mothers to different states to have abortions, abortion on demand. But this is the same guy that we said we don't like. We said that he was a racist because he bought Twitter and he's going to free it up. Andrew, have you seen that? They are like, I don't know what this, I have not heard anyone come out against him yet on this issue. because they can't decide where to turn. And that is the job of the right media to come out and say, wait a minute. Okay, do you still hate Elon Musk? What is your position on Elon Musk now? Now that you know that he's saying that Tesla, if abortion is outlawed, that Tesla will fly these mothers to different states to have an abortion. Now, what is your position? Because you said he was a racist. You said he was a racist because he bought Twitter. What is your position now, Joy Reid? What is your position now, Women of the View? What is your position now, people on fake news CNN? Jen Psaki, what is your position? We want to know where you stand. Why haven't they come out and asked him that, Andrew? Why haven't they? Don't you think that's a fair question?
It is a fair question. And this abortion issue, it really highlights how godless so many of these people on the left are. It seems like whenever they talk about this abortion getting taken away, that they hold such a grudge against Christians or Catholic or basically anyone who believes in God. You see this all the time from leftists when they're talking about religion and people who are on the right side of the aisle who want to get rid of abortion. They've never been taught values or morals or anything about the Bible, and they're under the impression that the Bible is everything that they're against, which it is in a lot of cases, because there are morals and values in the Bible that a lot of these leftists lack. And you can really get a taste of their disdain for religious people and religion in general with a lot of these rants we've been seeing on television.
And you're right, they are rants, just like the video that the tape that I played earlier, the audio with the liberal media just ranting and, oh, they're going to stop this and they're going to do this and they're going to do that. And none of that is true. They are the ones who are against life. They are the ones who are against a child being born. How can you say that once a child is born, we're going to look at it and we're going to make the kid comfortable? Then if we decide that the mother's like, I can't deal with this because the child has a mental defect or the child has some other illness, we just got to make the baby comfortable and then just put the baby out of his misery. How can you, as a human being? But they don't care because they're godless, as one of our guests, Barbara from Harlem, would say. They don't care. They have no feelings. And from what I've heard, Andrew, a lot of mothers who are true mothers and caring and nurturing, when they've had abortions, forced to have an abortion, when they think back on it, it is horrific. That is the reason why a lot of these lawyers, or not lawyers, but legislatures and people on the left don't want to have the heartbeat law, because they don't want mothers to hear that heartbeat. They want you to go in, come in, abortion on demand, here, take it. Now, you're out of here. Go. Don't think about it. There's nothing but a glob of sale. That's it. It's nothing else. Move on. That's their thought process. You did it, you move on. I remember Lena Dunham, who came out and she was saying, when this issue came up about the abortion, she was like, oh, I wish I had had an abortion. I'm like, are you serious? I mean, she just openly said it. She was she was on this show, HBO, called Girls. I don't think she was a great producer. I don't even think she's a great actress. Mm-hmm. She's just got the name. It's because of her parents.
Yeah, I mean, she'd have to find someone willing to have sex with her before she could have an abortion. That's another topic.
Well, yeah, but I think she got married, Andrew. I mean, she's married, the little, I don't want to go there, but man, she's scary. But it's her parents. That's what gives her all of her, I guess, her credibility, and people are listening to her, because anyone else, they would probably just pass her by and say, oh, yeah, what is that? Oh, okay, next. But she actually came out and said that she wished she had had an abortion. That's just like the Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, a Black woman. And I mentioned this on last night's show. She claimed that there was a certain point in her life, I think a decade or so ago, that she had to have an abortion. I didn't even know that she was dating anyone, but she had to have an abortion, and that she walked in there proudly. I guess she said, oh, I'll have an abortion with that cup of coffee. She went in, had the abortion, and she walked out and thought nothing of it. And I think there was another congressman from California, Jayapal. She said that she had an abortion, and she's an Indian. And I point that out because they're really conservative also, Indians. Oh, I had an abortion, it's no big deal. Women should, I read an article, they're saying that women should all come out and talk about it, having abortions. Why wouldn't we? You know, it's a sisterhood. We had an abortion, we did what we had to do. There is no shame in our society, Andrew.
I guess there is not.
There is not a lick of shame, as my grandmother would say. Abortion should be the very last thing that you would want to talk about, something that's so private. But they want to talk about it because they want to make it seem as if, though, hey, it's okay. Everyone's doing it. Just like we were saying in the last half hour about gay and not knowing what gender you are. Oh, everyone is doing it. No one knows. Look at Demi Lovato. She says she's a he, she's a it, she's a they. When I see that on people's salutation, him, he, his, her, hers, she, I know I'm not going to like this person. I don't. Right. I already don't like their politics. It's ridiculous. Why right. do you need to tell someone this is how I identify? Why are we into identifying politics? Martin Luther King said, and I say this to my Black brothers and sisters, as well as my white brothers and sisters, Indians, Chinese, whatever you may be, Japanese. Content of character. And that's what this is all about, content of character. But content of character has just went down the drain because no one cares. Because that's what's important, who you are as an individual, who you are as a person. What you're standing on, your foundation, your moral fiber, your character. It says a lot about you. But that has been diminished to identity politics. Andrew, I think you were saying during the we were prepping for the show that you had read an article about Justice Roberts. And it just goes to his character. If this is true, do you want to share this with our listeners?
Yeah, I was reading a Fox News article, and apparently Chief Justice John Roberts is trying to persuade Amy Coney Barrett and Kavanaugh to change their position on how they're going to vote for this Roe versus Wade situation. And he actually wants them to change their vote and take a more moderate approach. Chief Justice John Roberts has got to be probably the worst conservative justice probably in the last 30 or 40 years, at least. I don't even know who would be worse ever dating back. But this guy is like the Mitt Romney of Supreme Court judges. He's a total rhino and just a waste of spots on the Supreme Court. I mean, we have a big majority there on the courts, but with people like Chief Justice Roberts, it's not a real majority the way that we would like it to be.
So why would he, as I said, this goes through the content of his character. Would he want to try to persuade Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett to change their position, if that is their position? Again, we don't know. This is all suppositioning. We don't know if we do know that that was Alito's draft that came out. We know that to be true as Justice Roberts came out and he said that it was so. But why would he at this point try to persuade those two justices to be more moderate in their vote or their decision-making process? What is it about what they're saying, their core beliefs, that he does not like? I've never liked this guy. When he was picked by Bush to be on the Supreme Court, and he said that he was going to make him the Chief Justice, I didn't like it because I felt that he was weak. He does not exude the powerhouse. And I think that since being on the court, he has tried to, make the court more moderate as opposed to being a strict constitutionalist and just going by the Constitution. I never cared for him. And now with this latest, if this is true, and I have no reason not to believe it, because we've seen some of the other rulings that he ruled and gave Barack Obama a leeway with Obamacare. Just like, okay, yeah, let's do it. And why? Because he didn't want history to look back at him and say, oh, well, he went against the first Black president. Well, okay, that's one thing about being the first Black president. But if you're the first, you should be good at it. And Obama left the White House, in my opinion, at not being good at anything. The only bragging right he has is that he was the first Black president and he served for two terms. That's it. And I guess Justice Roberts did not want to poo-poo on that. He didn't want history to say, oh, and he was against him and he did this, he did that. Yeah, but now history is going to say that you were a weakling. Because that's how I'm going to position it on the show after dark with Robin Andrew, because that's how I see it. He has not done anything of substance. He should have come out and fiercely, I mean, denounced that leak. Now, I wouldn't at all be surprised, Andrew, if he finds out who leaked. And then he's like, oh, don't say anything. We'll just hope people won't say anything about it. And he'll just walk right over it. As opposed to standing up. Because he does not exude a element of force, of strength, to lead the high court, as Rehnquist did, as Scalia had done. Well, Scalia wasn't the Supreme Court justice. He was just one of the justices there. I wish he had been the Chief Justice. But of course, had they done that before he died, the left would have definitely gone bat ape crazy. But hey, Andrew, if that is true, I wouldn't at all be surprised.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that George Bush nominated him and we did not take better judge in the first place, and we would not be in this position that we are often in, where we are relying on Kavanaugh and Barrett, who have somewhat of a shaky record themselves early on in their judging tenure. The Supreme Court, it'd be interesting to see where it goes from here, and if they fold to any of this pressure from the leak. We already see these protesters talking about protesting outside of their house. And all of this, you have to imagine Kavanaugh feels like he's been through this all before, and it's going to be round two. But it's really interesting also that these protesters are going to their houses and trying to intimidate these judges. How is that not the same thing as trying to overthrow the government? And you see the media, they make that sound much differently than how they summarize what happened on January 6th, the intimidation from these protesters that are going to the Supreme Court justices' homes. You're tuned in to After Dark with Robin Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Andrew.
This is Dr. Peter McCullough. Do you know there's no other condition that I'm aware of where vitamins and supplements make such a big difference than COVID-19? We have an abundance of data that we need to be replete with a variety of micronutrients, and that includes vitamins, minerals, and other substances our bodies need. I rely on Healthy Cell Super Boost. That's Immune Super Boost. It's a gel pack that can be taken every day. I like to do it before I exercise and before I go out. It's a wonderful supplement. It gives me the immune super boost that I need. Go to healthycell.com, use the promotional code OUTLOUD, and get a discount on your first order. Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Because of COVID-19, many Americans worry about their health four times a day. That's 120 times per month. To minimize the worries, leading nutritional supplement company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost, an immune supplement that contains full effective doses of science-backed nutrients like vitamin C, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea, all in a one-a-day, pill-free, ultra-absorption ingestible gel. It tastes great, comes in a convenient squeeze gel pack, and it's more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Supporting a strong and resilient immune system can be simple. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Immune Super Boost. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
So, Andrew, did you see these scenes this weekend of the protesters? I don't even want to call them protesters. I want to call them rioters. Outside the Supreme Court, trying to get in, trying to intimidate. And that's what they were doing, intimidating the justices, trying to get them to change their opinion. And I guess that's the reason why Roberts is trying to convince Kavanaugh and Coney Barrett to change their opinion if they're going to decide that it should be that Roe versus Wade should be overthrown. And remember back this summer when Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters and all these others were saying, oh, and including the at the time, Kamala Harris, who was running for office, well, we're not going to stop here. We're going to get you. Let's just run that tape again.
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about.
But I like to debate this gentleman. And I said, no, I said, if we were in high school, I'd take you behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
You got to be ready to take a punch. You got to be ready to throw a punch.
You get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
Everyone should take note of that on both levels. That this isn't, they're not going to let up and they should not.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch. I want to tell you, Kavanaugh. You have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price.
Get up in the face of some Congress people.
It does you any good running away from Donald Trump? I think you need to go back and punch him in the face.
How dare he say the things he does? Of course I want to punch him in the face.
Right. Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
But Michelle Wood says that, you know, when they go low, we go high. No. They go low, we kick them.
Fear factors. They wanted to create an era of fear so that people would do what they want them to do. If we don't listen to them, they're going to come after you. They're going to attack you and make you afraid. That's not good at all. Not good at all.
Yeah, and Rob, what do you think of my comparison between how the media is treating the Supreme Court protesters compared to the protesters on January 6th? I mean, you look at some of these threats against these Supreme Court justices, and they're much worse than anything that was said that I seen on January 6th. But the media acts like these Supreme Court protesters, what they're doing is great. They're fighting for justice, according to the media. Yet they're trying to intimidate and get their way based on intimidation. So I don't see much difference in what they're accusing the people on January 6th and what these rabid Supreme Court protesters are doing.
Well, there is no difference if they're going to describe the individuals on January 6th as being rioters and if they were trying to intimidate the senators when they were getting ready to certify the votes. Well, this is exactly what they're doing to the Supreme Court, to the justices. They're trying to sway their opinion and intimidate them and get them to decide what they want them to do. I mean, a few of them showed up at Catholic churches. They said that we're going to scare the folks at the Catholic churches also. And we're going to go after them. Why? Why are they doing this? And Andrew, I got to say, and I keep saying this, this is something that the right, we got to do a better job at explaining and calling these people out. Enough of this namby-pamby, what are we going to be nice? We want to be proper and prim. No, you got to call them out. I look at all these conservative news outlets. None of them are as harsh and not even harsh, but as forceful and as strict and telling them, no, this is what you said. This is what you're doing. They're not doing it. But they were so critical of the Trump White House. Well, Trump said this and Trump said this, and they would talk about it nonstop. Look at Biden's White House. Why aren't we demanding that this man take a cognitive test? He's forgetful. He doesn't know if he's going or coming. Why aren't we demanding? We should be demanding that this man take a test. But no one is doing it. Why aren't we putting fear in the American people's heart that this man could put his hand on the red button and blow it all up? Where is the fear? I don't see it. That should be if nothing else, we should be more concerned about that than anything else. because Joe is not the Joe he should be. He cannot fulfill his constitutional duties. Why aren't we talking about the 25th Amendment? Why aren't we running programs as to why we should have it? Why aren't they talking about this is exactly what they did with, what's his name, Roosevelt. He couldn't walk. They tried to cover up for him. With Woodrow Wilson, who had had a stroke, and they covered up for him. He was also a Democrat. Why aren't they talking about it? But yet and still, when Ronald Reagan was shot, we didn't have conservative outlets then, news outlets on TV, that is. But that's all they talked about. Oh, is he dead? He's probably dead. And they're not telling us. Oh, who's what's going on? But now they won't say a thing about it. Not at all. When Donald Trump came down with COVID, oh, the president might be dead. Why haven't we seen him? We should at least see him working. He said, Walter Reed, where is he? Oh, there's something that's going on. And then when we did see him, Andrew, when we saw him working, it's, oh, no, no, why is he working? What is he trying to prove? This is not good. You can never satisfy these knuckleheads, but they will cover up and they will hide, they will deflect from the truth. And no one's holding them accountable. Who's going to hold CNN accountable? Who's going to hold MSNBC accountable? Who's going to hold the New York Times accountable? The Washington Post? We don't look at our justice system because they're not going to do it. And certainly not the Department of Justice, because Merrick Garland, he's in bed with them. And as we see right now, look at the new White House press secretary. Jen Psaki is leaving. She's going to MSNBC so that she could keep spinning for Joe Biden. And Andrew, the other day, I saw something that really, I was shocked that someone on Fox News, one of the commentators, Howie Kurtzman, did an interview with her, interviewed her about leaving the White House and going to MSNBC. I'm like, how is that newsworthy? I mean, think, what does she have to say, Andrew? What is she going to tell us? Now, had I been in his shoes, I would have said, okay, Ms. Psaki, don't you feel just a little bit disingenuous as to how you approach the whole Hunter Biden scandal? Don't you feel this a little bit disingenuous as to how you guys are looking at abortion? Don't you find it a little disingenuous as to how you guys are pushing this whole that you can't say gay bill in Florida and it's not that at all? Don't you feel it's disingenuous how you attack President Trump about trying to collude with Russia and now it has come out that that did not happen? Those are the questions he should have put to her since she was going to avail herself to him. But he gave her a softball interview. Oh, what did you like about the job? What were some of the most difficult things about the job? Look, my 8-year-old son could have asked her that.
Yeah, that's pathetic. And sometimes I think that we are lucky to live in these times of the internet and things like that, so people can at least do enough research to find out some true information, because our media, you look at places like CNN, The Washington Post, MSNBC, they're owned by billionaires or a group of investors, and they don't care about making money. It's just a propaganda arm for the Democrat Party. They don't care about their low ratings or doing anything to change the ratings. They don't care about being dishonest. And it's not about making money, obviously, because they don't do anything to improve the ratings. They just keep doing the same things over and over again. It's just these networks are there to put the Democrats' propaganda out in the air. And there's some Americans that are still too ignorant or stubborn and believe this stuff.
They are. They don't care. They couldn't care any less as to what's happening. As long as their agenda, as long as it's spent their way, they don't care. And that is the reason why we have to push back. We have to call them out. We want our voices out there. Because I'm telling you, what I saw, that him talking to Jen Psaki, and then put the icing on the cake, the person who's going to take her role, she's supposed to be the first black lesbian in an open relationship with Suzanne Malbea, whatever she calls herself, for Fake News CNN. She's a correspondent on Fake News CNN. Now, don't you see a little bit of shadiness taking place there? She's going to always tell CNN about what's happening, what to report on, what not to report on. No, I wish I could say that that's not going to happen, because you should be able to have a spouse. The spouse can have their own job or do whatever they want to do. But you can't trust these people. They're not trustworthy. After what they pulled with the Hunter Biden laptop and said that it was disinformation, and now our so-called disinformation truth seer, Mary Poppins, truth information ministry, she's not going to decide all these things. And how is she going to decide it? What is she going to do? If she doesn't like what someone is saying, she's going to go to the FEC and say, shut them down. She's going to go to the Department of Justice and say, do an investigation. Are you guys not seeing what we're seeing? This is like Orwell's 1984's book as to what's happening. They're changing our society and they're making a totalitarian dictatorship. And they said that Trump was going to do it. Trump, oh, he's a dictator. Joe Biden is a dictator. And he's working at the direction of Barack Obama, who's come out and said that there's too much information, too much freedom out there with freedom of speech. Andrew, this is so dangerous. And people don't see it because they have so much hate in their heart for Donald Trump that they're letting Joe Biden get away with everything. He is the most dangerous man out there because he doesn't know if he's going or coming.
Yeah, you're right. And we see firsthand how desperate they are to shut down free thinkers like you and I, or people who have shows like us. For example, Rob and I have been doing this show together for years, and we have a YouTube account. I don't think we've even used the account for almost a year now since we've been on America Out Loud. Yeah, all of a sudden, we're starting to get strikes on our YouTube account for videos that are a year and a half, 2 years old. It's just ridiculous the amount of effort that the left goes through to try and silence and censor anyone with dissenting opinions. And we see it all the time. And that's why we've been talking so much about Elon Musk buying Twitter, because we desperately need things to change in this country, because the left controls the news on the television, because, as I said earlier, most of the television stations are owned by billionaire leftists, George Soros types. And then the internet, they've got control of all of social media to where they can really dictate a lot of the message. That's why platforms like Truth and Gab and Parler are so important. Even though they are not as popular, I'm still really happy that those platforms are around so people can post and put their thoughts on there freely.
And we need those different outlets out there so that free speech can continue to thrive and survive. Because the left, as far as they're concerned, if it's not their truth, they will shut it down. And as we started out saying earlier on in the show, we're talking about abortion, talking about the gay agenda, talking about the Supreme Court and how they're trying to marginalize people if they don't think the way they think or view these items, these controversial topics, the way they view them. They want to shut you down. And it should not be that way. It shouldn't be that way at all. Yet, here we are. Here we are. Can you believe it? Here we are. Andrew, it's just unbelievable that in this day and age, these are the things that we're going through. Andrew, did you ever think that we would encounter all of this acrimony in society?
I didn't think that things would be the way that they are now. They've gotten so bad that as an American growing up, that's one thing you always had a lot of pride on, is that free speech. You could say anything you wanted pretty much and be allowed to say it. Obviously, people might have a problem or find it offensive, yet you always feel like you had some comfort or right to say things because you were an American, you've grown up in this great country. And what we're seeing now with the left, they just want to shut down and censor anyone that's got a dissenting opinion.
You're right. If your opinion doesn't match with theirs, they will shut you down. It's like groupthink. Again, it just goes back to them. If you don't agree with their program, the way they see things, the way they interpret things, don't forget about it. You're shut down. And then you're made to look like you're the bad person. How did we get here? I always say that on every show. How did we get here? We slept. We blinked. We looked the other way. But we have got to bring this back. November 2022, we have got to get out there. We have got to vote. Republicans have got to get together. Stand together. I know there's a lot of misinformation that's out there that the media is pushing. But Andrew, we have got to stand tall and get to the polls. Bring a friend and bring their friend and make certain they're going to vote the right way so that we can win this thing.
Yeah, vote for the right candidates. Just last week, all of President Trump's endorsed candidates won in Ohio, got a great batch of America First candidates that won their primary. Let's hope they continue to win in November. And I think Trump is very valuable to the Republican Party. Obviously, he's the most popular member of the party. And it's almost like he can be a kingmaker for a lot of these candidates, because if you get the President Trump endorsement, you get all the perks that go along with it. And hopefully President Trump keeps endorsing great candidates all over the country, because we badly need them. We not only need to win in November, but we need to win with the right candidates, America First candidates who want real change. And we need to start cycling out these rhinos who have passed their expiration date in Washington, D.C. Thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutloud.com, who just celebrated its 6th anniversary. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcast, or Pandora. We'll see you guys next time. Remember, stand for something or fall for nothing.